And they can lift us up or they can bring us down or discourage us. It's like he's fellow on a pet store. He had a talking parakeet that he would put out in the sun on the sidewalk every morning. Every morning he put that bird out there. And there was a lady that walked by that store every day on her way to work. And every day that parrot would say, "Hey, lady." She'd look at him. She'd go, "You ugly." Every morning. "Hey, lady." She'd look at him. "You're ugly." So one day it got her so upset. She went and talked to the owner of the pet store. He goes, "Oh, my word." He said, "I must be in the back doing something else. I've never heard that. I am sorry. Oh, I feel so bad." He said, "I promise you, he won't say it tomorrow." Well, she walked by. She's looking at the bird out of the corner of her eye. He goes, "Hey, lady." She looked at it. He goes, "You know the rest." I'd have had that pigeon for breakfast the next day. But how true that is. Want my words to be an encouragement. Amen. Want to be a blessing, folks. And sometimes the pure truth, it may not sound like it, but it'll help us. I want you to go down to verse number 4. Just a simple thought on God will see you through. Notice what he said in verse number 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." What we have here is David being a shepherd himself. And he is likening what he knows about being a shepherd to sheep and the job that comes with it. And he is likening the Lord as his shepherd. And he said, "I shall not want." You know, a sheep is the only animal that the Lord did not create with any kind of defense in it. You know, dogs will fight, cats can climb, skunks can spray, possums play dead. That's all God give them that. But a sheep, the only way they can withstand an enemy is if they have a shepherd. And to say this is you know, just as sympathetic as I can, God created them without even a sense of direction. If they don't follow the shepherd, they get lost. Right. I saw a great analogy of that on a clip I watched. And it was a scene of an individual man that a sheep had got in this ravine, in this gully, and was stuck and couldn't get out. And the man worked with that sheep for a while and finally got that sheep out. And lo and behold, when he got that sheep out, it made about 10 steps, jumped right back in it. And that's a picture of us. The Lord has made us where we have to depend on him. That without him, we don't have any sense of direction. You live a few days on your own without the direction of God, you'll be in the ditch. I remember on roads, there's ditches on both sides. And the Lord wants us to stay on the straight and narrow. The only way we can do that is stay following him. How many of us have had accidents when our eyes wander? We look off. Amen. The next thing you know, we're in a wreck, we're in a ditch, or we're almost in a ditch and almost in a wreck. So David knew what it was. He knew what sheep did. He knew all about sheep. And realizing that a lot of these nocturnal enemies would come out at night. The wolves and the coyotes. wild dogs, all these things would come out at night and seek their life. And the shepherd was the only thing standing between them and being devoured. And that shepherd took that job seriously. David fought lions and bears. And God gave him strength to kill them. It's amazing when David fought Goliath, he brought that back to memory. How as a shepherd, he stood and he fought against bears and lions, the most strong and ferocious enemies of a sheep ever was. And he stood against them. See, a true shepherd don't run if the fight's bigger and stronger. More ferocious. You know, a hireling, he'll run. He'll leave the sheep. He'll do away with the sheep. He won't care about the sheep. But a true shepherd will stand in the gap for the sheep. Folks, the sheep had a sheepfold. And that shepherd would lead them in. They'd follow him. And they'd lead him. He'd walk them around the wall of the sheepfold, which was really either some type of thick bushes, briars, where animals can't even get through that. And he'd lead them through there. And they'd walk all the way around, and that shepherd became the door of the sheepfold. And he would stand guard all night. And he'd fight. And he'd be ready. He'd have his rod and his staff. And he'd be ready either to rescue or to fight. And he wasn't ashamed of it. A lot of people called it the lowest job you could have. But he had a heart for the sheep. Hireling was in it for the money. They liked them peaceful nights and they'd get their money and go. But as soon as an enemy come, they would leave. They would run away and leave the sheep to die. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Now, in that one verse, really, we can see if we study David, we can see four segments of his life. Now, the first segment of David's life is what we call the formative years. He spent in the country out tending sheep, a very lowly and a tireless job. It was there that God was forming and molding David and preparing him. God put a fighter spirit in him. A fearless spirit in him. And then not only that, a fair spirit in him. He cared for those that were weaker than him. Hey, I want to say to us all, we don't walk into the top job. God prepares us at the low level. That's where he humbles us. That shepherd job isn't a job of glory or fame or recognition. Nobody cares about a shepherd. So that was his formative years. Then his faithful or his fighting years. He spent time in combat. David was a king of war. When the kings went out to battle, David went out to battle and went out so long that finally the men said, "Hey, you prick king, we love you. You can't go no more." He was getting older, getting weaker. And and the enemy's main goal was to take David out. He'd done made them look like idiots a long, long time. And they said, "No, if we get him, that whole country will go, they'll go down." But hey, God put a hedge about him. His fighting years in combat. Then his fugitive years spent in a cave. Running from Saul. Don't ever think that you're not going to have haters in this life. David had them. When the Lord uses your life. David didn't ask God to send Samuel to anoint him king. As far as I know, he was satisfied tending his sheep. The Lord promoted. The Lord saw his. Hey, people didn't see his faithfulness. People didn't see his fighting spirit to take care of those sheep. They didn't see what he went through. Neither did he want them to. He was doing what he was supposed to do. But God had his eye on him. Hey, nobody sees what I do. God does. I'll never get any glory. Don't worry about it. Hey, keep humbling yourself. And the Bible said in due time, he'd lift you up. And he did David. And so Saul got a spirit of jealousy. Don't have Saul's spirit tonight. That spirit of jealousy. Because that spirit of jealousy in Saul led him to lie on David, talk about David, run David down, and collect enemies against David. And David had never done anything to these people. Hey, folks, don't let somebody make you an enemy of somebody else and they've done nothing to you. Amen. I made this statement many times a long time ago. But there ain't but one person that turned me against you, and that's you. Don't tell me who I like, not don't like. Don't tell me who can be my friend, not my friend. That's right. There's a group. And folks, this is preachers for you. If they find out you like this preacher and you preach for this preacher, they won't have anything to do with you. Like I care. I'm not ain't a camp or a clique. Hey, folks, can I say something? I thank God for every time the Lord lets me go out and preach, but I don't look for meetings. I don't care if I ever get another one. God put me to shepherd y'all. So if they like me or don't like me, it don't make a bit of difference to me. Y'all feed me, they don't. Amen. That's right. And so therefore, but if somebody whispers something in my ear about you, I promise you, it ain't going to cause me to dislike you. David, he had to hide in cage because he wouldn't touch God's anointed. Then we have his fruit for years. Hey, he spent his formative years in the country. He's fighting years in combat. He's fugitive years in a cave. But now his fruitful years, he's spent in a castle. He spent in a, but there's no doubt in light of this verse, David's mind all through the years, he knew God had been with him every step of the way. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Amen. I want to notice just a few things, and I promise I'm finished tonight. Well, notice, first of all, the course of the saint. Look at the first part of the verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Folks, that term, they though I walk through the shadow of death, that could mean different things to different people. We know what it meant to David when he made the statement, what he lived in, what he'd been through. It could be someone suffering with pain and sickness. Someone that you're at the bedside of somebody that's dying. You watch a fire or flood destroy your home, just like a lot of people around us in Western North Carolina. I'm gonna get off on this. I heard just a couple few days ago that now all those linemen that were contracted to come down, now they're not wanting to pay them. And they're leaving. And yes, right. And then now they're trying to take their land because they can't afford to pay the property taxes now. And to top it all off, they're threatening to take their children because they can't give them shelter. Folks, that's Western North Carolina. Somebody's fixing to get shot. Because that happened at the foot of the mountain. But they're facing these things. Everything's gone. And most of their families. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So again, it could mean many things to many people. Being betrayed by a friend, losing a job, having to defend yourself in court over a false accusation, enduring loneliness. It could be a number of things. Could be a lot of things. But David said, it is reality. It is reality. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I'm walking through hard times. You may be doing that tonight. But one thing about it is, I've had my shadow scare me before. You've heard the old saying, you're scared of your own shadow? Mine has scared me before. You think I'm ugly in person, you'll see my shadow. Woo! But that shadow has no power. It has no authority. It just looks spooky. Amen. I'd have a problem my shadow spoke back to me. It's like his preacher used to. He used to be a travel evangelist, and he'd go from one meeting to another meeting. He'd drive all hours of the night, and it'd be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And what he did was he would find a cemetery to park in and sleep in until daylight. A lot of people said, you weren't scared. He said, everybody there's dead. I ain't worried about that. I said, well, a cemetery won't hurt you, but it might make you hurt yourself. Like the fellow that was leaving a party, he was drunk, and he walked through the cemetery, and they just dug a grave, and he fell in it. It's been raining. He tried to get up, and the more he got up, that old dirt wall, it just slick. He couldn't get up. And finally, he said, well, they'll be back here tomorrow. He said, I'm just going to get in this corner, and I'm going to go to sleep. In the morning, somebody will be here. But he's in that dark corner over there in the grave, asleep, and his buddy come by, done the same thing, fell in it. He was doing the same thing, trying to get out. And didn't even see his friend there. And his friend said, that won't work. That worked. He bailed out. Amen. A shadow can't hurt you. And David said, yea, though I walk through the shadow. It was scary. What we go through in our life, we're not going to die. Don't act super spiritual. It's scary, uncertain days. And we're walking by faith the best we can. Trusting God's word, praying, getting encouragement from the brethren, being in the house of God, everything we can do to stay encouraged. But yet, that shadow is still a time of trial and trouble and tribulation. It is scary. And that is our course for this life. That is our course. But we see the courage of the saint. Not only we see the course of the saint, but we see the courage of the saint. In that verse, I will fear no evil. Here is another reality. David said, I'll fear no evil, letting us know evil was around him. Get that. And I'll fear no evil means there's a lot of different evils out there. And the devil's ready to make one come your way. So, I will fear, David said, regardless of what the problem, the pain, the persecution, the opposition, the opposers, or the obstacles, I will not fear it. Preacher, how do you do that? And don't think I'm one of these motivational speakers, but it's still the fact that the Bible deals with our mind. We got to set our mind on Bible mode. That's why if you don't have a good memory to memorize, you start writing down these verses God gives you. Start writing them down and carry them with you. Carry them with you. And you set your mind to trust God's word. and turn a deaf ear to the evils that are around you. If you allow your mind to get so caught up in your circumstance, the devil is going to add to that in your mind. He's going to start giving you all the bad scenarios. All the things that's going to happen. He's a liar. All this stuff. One of the greatest battles in my mind I've had, well, the first one really, as a young preacher, is when my mother got sick. And she went those months with cancer, and I'm sitting here in my mind saying, we ain't gonna make it. We ain't gonna survive this. I can't take this. I watch her suffer and see my daddy breaking, and that was our backbone. We ain't gonna make it. We ain't gonna survive it. If mama passes away, Lord, it's gonna be awful. And I wrestled with that. I was entering pastor a little church over the road, and I'd go in there at night and fall on the altar. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. My mind, it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and I feared that day. It was beyond dreading that day. I feared it. It had a grip on me. An old man come to the house and was talking to me. And he had no idea. I hadn't told anybody how I felt. I don't know if he realized what he was saying or he could see it in me. He said, Tommy, let me tell you a story. I didn't really want to hear a story. He said, when my parents died, he said, I know how you feel. He said, I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. And I know, he said, things running through your mind. Let me tell you how it's going to be. He said, God's going to give you so much grace that you're going to begin to wonder if people are thinking you didn't love your mama. I thought he was a lunatic. I did. I said, man, you need to go take your medicine. But I had more peace at the day of her death than I did the whole time she was sick. My daddy took me out to the old picnic table under that old white oak tree, water oak tree. He said, son, your mama, and they would always use if it happened, if she passed. He said, she wants you to help in her funeral. I don't know. I don't think I can do that. But God, give me, hey, see, everything that we think, the devil adds to it. He adds to it, he adds to it, he adds to it. And next thing you know, you are terrified out of your mind. And then when it all transpires, you'll find out just how big of a liar he is. God, give me grace to preach both their funerals, my parents. And it's grace. I will fear no evil. Bible says, that psalmist said like this, in Psalm 27 verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's a good mark. Psalm 118 verse 6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Amen. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. So we have the course of the saint. We have the courage of the saint. But then we have the companion of the saints. Look at the verse again. Thou art with me. Thou. Who's God? The Lord's going to be with him. He's with us as we fight Satan, face storm, forsake self and sin, and forgive us when we fail. He's there. Because we're frail, we're forgetful, and we're faulty, but yet he still remains. Thank you, Lord. when Satan begins to bring the shadows and tries to scare you to death, remember, thou art with me. Shadows scare us, but they don't scare him. When we're going through the biggest trials of our life, thou art with me. When doubts arise and fear assail, thou art with me. When sickness comes and bad news comes I may lose everything, but thou art with me. Amen. Praise his name. You can count on him. You can count on him. Thou art with me. And then lastly, we see the comfort of the saints. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I like that. There's no comfort like what he provides. There's no calm like his presence. There's no certainty like his sustaining grace. Rod. Shepherds use this rod to drive away animals of prey that sought to devour the sheep. Staff, the shepherd used it with a crook in it to rescue the sheep when it's foolish. He would take the staff and get a hold of the sheep and pull it back with that crook. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know what David's saying? The Lord's equipped to fight my battles. And the Lord's equipped to make sure I don't fall. And if I do, he's able to pick me up. If I do, he can pick me up. No matter where I fall, he can pick me up. See, the devil says, stay down. You've fallen too much. The devil says, live in fear. You won't be able to be a blessing or be used of God. You'll be so wrapped up in your fear. Don't listen. Don't listen. The Psalms goes on to say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Hey, can you see the picture of a flock of sheep? And that shepherd leads them to green pastures. He's prepared a table for him. And you look up on the hillsides and there's all kind of prey, enemies. And the only thing holding them back from coming down there and having their dinner is that shepherd. They done tangled with him before. They done heard about him. They done seen enough shepherds to realize we ain't going to get no free lunch here. And it's going to cost us some blood, sweat, tears, and broken bones, and possibly our lives, and that kept them at bay. Those sheep never even bothered to look at them. They're eating. But somehow or another, whatever angle the prey was, every time they looked, that shepherd seemed to be looking at them. But don't do it. Don't do it. They'd reposition themselves and they'd peek out. There's a shepherd looking at them. Don't do it. The sheep ain't paying them any attention. They're feasting. Why? Because they don't have means to battle. They don't know how to fight. What they've done is put it all over onto the shepherd. We're just going to enjoy what the shepherd's provided and let him worry about the enemy. Hey, you don't have to worry about it. The shepherd's watching out for you. The shepherd has his eyes on you. He sees you. He never takes his eyes off of you. And remember, had he not made us a promise to never leave us nor forsake us, we're surrounded by demonic influence from everywhere. Folks, listen to me here. If the Lord lifted off the spiritual scales of our eyes and we actually seen spiritual warfare, you know, he did that for Elisha's servant. He got up and they were surrounded. He was in fear. What was it? I'm right about Elisha, right? And Elisha said, Lord, I'm just paraphrasing, take the scales off his eyes. And there he was surrounded by the army of God. And if they'd have took one step, the army of God would have took care of it. Well, preacher, that's Elisha. Folks, God loves us as much as he did him. And if the Lord took the scales off our eyes, we'd probably be afraid for a moment, because we'd see really the demonic influence that surrounds us every day and would take our lives. But the army of God is stronger. And they're surrounding them. Folks, that's not a fairy tale. That's a reality to the people of God. Hey, take good courage. Take good courage. God will see you through it. It's our turn to walk through a valley right now, like many of you are walking through valleys right now. And everybody gets their turn. Everybody gets their turn in valleys. Nobody lives in this life without them, without the enemy bothering, without things coming their way. But he's never failed you yet. He's never failed us yet. He'll make a way.